My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about five ways to stay on top of marketing trends. So I'll go first. So for me, I'm actually subscribed to trends.co, which is Sam Parr's. It's his private newsletter. I pay like $300 a year for it or something like that. But he's always sharing business trends and marketing trends too. He has great speakers. I think that's great. I think there's a 14-day trial. Maybe it's a $1 trial or something like that. But you can check it out. I've gotten a lot of value from it. And I really enjoyed listening to a lot of conversations with different operators, different marketers, and just getting different perspectives.
The one thing that I like to do, and this is the second tactic, is subscribe to all the main marketing blogs, Moz, neilpatel.com, Single Grain, Surgeon and Land, Surgeon and Journal, Backlinko. There's quite a few of us. We talk about trends, new tactics, new experiments that are working, that aren't working. Check out Ad Age, some of the other more traditional type of marketing publications as well. And when you do that, what you'll see is up and coming trends and people talking about them, because you always see experts interviewed on a lot of these publications, and that'll give you ideas on how you should adapt your marketing.
Yeah, similar to that. I mean, I would hit the best marketing podcasts out there, right? So I'm not mentioning ours right now, but you know, there's other podcasts where great marketers are being interviewed. And so I think it's worth, I mean, Digital Marketer has a great podcast, right? So you can check out that one. But when people are doing these interviews, they're actually more inclined to share more because they want to put their best foot forward, right? So they'll share their best tactics. They'll share what's working for them. Sometimes they'll share their numbers as well. And so you get a good boost on kind of what's going on in the industry. Better yet, if someone is a competitor, oh my God, go find all their podcasts, right? Where they're on, like, they'll share their numbers, right? And then you'll find out what's working for them on the marketing side. I mean, you know, with Leveling Up, it used to be primarily marketing focused, and I ask a ton of questions about user acquisition. I mean, even now I ask what's going well in terms of user acquisition, right? So find those podcasts. You know, if you're in SaaS, look for those. If you're in, you know, info products, look for those. Affiliate, look for those, right? But there's podcasts for everything.
Number four, track your competitors. So when I say track your competitors, don't just track their traffic or if they're having SEO errors. We actually look at competitors, take screenshots to see if they're doing things like A-B tests. A company called Spiralize actually tracks that for us, in which they'll screen capture all our competitors and list out all the A-B tests that they're doing. We'll even look at, hey, what blog content are they producing? What are they posting on their social media profiles? By keeping track of everything that your competition is doing, you'll also not just get marketing trends, but you'll get trends based on your exact specific industry.
Cool. Last but not least from my side is making use of Twitter. Some of the best marketers I know are hanging out on Twitter. So Harry Dry of Marketing Examples HQ, I think that's his handle. He does a great job with Twitter and his threads always get a ton of reach. And there's also Alex Garcia from The Hustle. He does a great job. Really anybody from The Hustle or Morning Brew, their competitive newsletters, they're really good at not just Twitter marketing, but just marketing in general. They have a good sense of what's going on. Actually, here, I'll give you another bonus from a social perspective. Even though Neil and I don't really use Clubhouse that much anymore, if you go to the marketing rooms, you'll find some of the best people sharing. If they specialize at TikTok, follow them, right? And then just hit them up afterwards. But I found a lot of people that I've never heard of before, really good at certain kind of channels. You know, I'll hit them up afterwards and maybe try to get them onto the podcast. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Helps this podcast, and hit up marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE if you want to hang out with Neil and I September 19th, 19th through 21st. All right, that's it for today, and we'll see you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.